This is Tech Guide with Stephen Fenech, the podcast that keeps you updated and educated.
Tech Guide, episode 596. Hello and welcome to the show. Great to have your company once again. Thank you for listening. My name is Stephen Fenech, and I'm the editor of techguide.com.au. On this week's show, we're talking to Samsung Australia's Jeremy Senior about the 2024 range of TVs, their Neo QLED OLED TVs, and also their new music frame. DJI has also introduced the new Avata 2 FPV drone. In the Tech Guide reviews, we take a look at the Blue Ant Soundblade computer speaker, Sennheiser's new earphones can measure your heart rate, and Dyson has introduced a new way to see how well you've vacuumed. And we'll answer all of your tech questions in the Tech Guide Help Desk. And it's all brought to you by Netgear, the company that keeps you connected, and Norton, the company that keeps you protected. Before we get started on today's episode of the Tech Guide podcast, I thought I would just take a moment to pay my respects to those people who lost their lives in the Bondi Westfield attack. The reason I'm talking about it is that it happened not far from where I live. I often go to that shopping center, and my heart goes out to those families who have lost loved ones. I salute the bravery of the people who were there to help, especially the police and the woman who ended up shooting the offender dead. It was quite a traumatic thing for not only us as people witnessing this thing and hearing about it, but for those families who've lost loved ones. It's absolutely devastating. It is hard to believe that something like this would even happen here in Australia. Our thoughts and prayers are with all the families. Well, last week we knew Samsung have announced their new range of TVs. So we're talking their Neo QLED 8K and 4K, their OLED TVs, and all of these new features, AI-powered features. They're also talking about a new product called the Music Frame. This is a new product that looks like a picture frame but happens to be a speaker as well. And I think it gets its inspiration, as you'll hear from Jeremy Senior in a moment, from the Frame TV. It's a very competitive market, the TV market. A lot of people put a lot of thought into which TVs they're going to buy. And Samsung, of course, wants to be at the top of that list. They do have a lot of competition from other brands. And if you're buying a new TV today and it's been a few years, you're going to be very surprised with the number of new features and all the changes that have happened over the years. And of course, Samsung want to be in that thought process. They want to be a consideration. They have been the number one TV brand for the last 18 years, 18 years in a row, as a matter of fact. And they have delivered a very impressive range, looking at not only great new features, AI on board now as well, but also it's the big TVs. It's the big go big or go home mentality now that Australian customers seem to have. And that's what these companies are delivering. They're responding to those market demands, not only Samsung, but also LG and Hisense. All these brands are now offering much bigger televisions. And I think the thought process for the customer is that their stepping on point has now increased. I remember years ago, 42 inch used to be the size. Then it went to 50, 55, 65. Now I think it's at least 75 inch. If someone's buying a new TV, they're going bigger. And that's what the research is showing, that the biggest growth in TV sizes is above 75 inch. So I think that's a clear indication. We talked to Jeremy not only about that, but also about all the new AI features on board, all the different models in the range as well, because it's not just QLED. They're also very heavily invested in the OLED space once again. And, of course, we also touch on the music frame and all the other features, everything you want to know. We got Jeremy Senior, who is the Samsung Australia Senior Vice President for Consumer Electronics. We've got him on the line right now. Hi, Jeremy. Thanks for talking to us today on the Tech Guide podcast. How's things?
Great, Steve. It's really good to be here.
Busy time for you guys. You've just released all of your TVs. You've announced pricing and availability. A few to talk about, the Neo QLED, OLED, music frame, lifestyle TV, so much to talk about. Can we start with the Neo QLED lineup? And once again, this is the flagship range, isn't it, for you guys? 8K, 4K, and those letters that we're seeing all the time, AI.
Absolutely. It is. It certainly seems to be the buzzword of the moment, AI, and we're utilising it to our advantage in our 2024 TV lineup to deliver the best audio and visual experience to consumers looking to buy into our Neo QLED lineup. So with AI 8K upscaling, you can experience massive upscaling in picture quality on your Neo QLED 8K TV.
So with AI, we're talking like the goal for Samsung and every TV company is to improve picture quality, improve audio quality. So you're saying with AI, upscaling and even just general picture quality has improved as a result, hasn't it? So it's not just a matter of expanding the existing pixels. It's actually using the upscaling and AI to build more. Is that right?
That's right. So utilizing generative AI to actually enhance the picture rather than stretch the picture. So when you're talking about big screen TVs, and you know, we know that Australians are, you know, very passionate about buying into bigger screens. As you get into those 75, 85, 98 inch TV screens, you want the picture to not just be stretched, but to be enhanced. And that's where our AI processor comes in and really takes over.
And so also, too, I notice on the Neo QLED this year there is, and a lot of people will be interested in this feature, the Active Voice Amplifier Pro. Can you explain that? So does that extract the dialogue from whatever you're watching?
It does a couple of things. So absolutely, it can enhance the dialogue to make that clearer. But what it also does is it identifies background noise and adjusts the volume settings of the TV to compensate for that. So if you've got your TV in a main part of the living room and someone turns the vacuum on or turns the blender on, then a TV will identify that and try and compensate the audio output so that you can still hear and enjoy your favourite TV shows.
So rather than telling everyone to shut up, I can't hear it, the TV's going to do the trick there, is it?
Absolutely.
Now, of course, 8K and 4K. With 8K, are customers buying, is that still very popular with customers? Not a lot of 8K content around. I know the upscaling features work really well, but is that still the pinnacle that customers are looking at?
Certainly, from our perspective, our 8K TVs not just come with the best picture quality, but come with our best design and a lot of added-on features as well, in such as Q Symphony Audio, One Connect Box. So we're seeing the consumer that wants that best big screen picture quality certainly going to our 8K models.
And of course, you've got your 4K models as well. So they share a lot of the same features, obviously not the same resolution, and powered by this new AI processor as well, aren't they?
For those consumers that don't want that 8K picture quality or the ability to have that 8K picture quality, our 4K TVs embrace a lot of the same design elements and a lot of similar features.
I do notice too there's the Real Depth Enhancer Pro and the Quantum Matrix technology. I know customers looking for a nice TV, are these features easily identifiable, you reckon? Like for a customer going out to buy a TV today, perhaps they haven't had a new TV for 8 years, how hard is it for them to look through these features and see the quality for themselves?
I think when you're talking about some of those features, what will be really noticeable to consumers when they go and look at these new TVs is the sharpness of the picture quality and the brightness and the contrast of the colours. So I think if you haven't bought a TV for the last 7 years or so, not only will you see that TVs are much bigger now and design is much simpler, but the picture quality, the brightness, the sharpness is certainly enhanced.
Let's talk about sizes. We see in the market now a lot of customers are moving towards those larger screen sizes, and I see that you guys have really reacted to that movement in the market, offering much larger screens now.
Absolutely. So this is the, excuse the pun, our biggest range of big screen TVs. So we'll be bringing three 98-inch TVs into the market this year, including our most affordable 98-inch TV yet.
Okay. No 100? You didn't add the extra two, mate? Go up 100? Is that something you're looking at? Or?
No, that's something we're working on. But no, for this year, 98-inch, we think provides the best big picture experience for consumers.
Now, can we talk about OLED? I know you've really put the wood behind the arrow in the last couple of years when it comes to OLED. You're really back into that category and doing really well. Big difference this year, though, isn't it? Is there the glare-free model that you've released?
Absolutely. I think one of consumers love the deep blacks and the contrast of OLED technology. But one of the challenges for Australians is they're not very good in bright spaces. And we have homes that are designed around, bright and open living spaces where the TV traditionally sits. So what we've introduced this year on our premium OLED TV models is a new matte finish, which reduces that glare and allows you to have a great OLED experience inside a bright space.
So I'm assuming the QLEDs don't need this feature because their brightness looks after itself, doesn't it? So it's the OLED who sort of the brightness not quite up to par with the QLED. Is that why this feature exists?
That's correct. So, we would normally suggest to consumers who are looking to put a TV into a bright space to go for the QLED series because of that that brightness and the ability to work in a more open and bright room. But now we're also providing them the option to put an OLED TV with matte finish into that space.
You mentioned the 98-inch TVs before. So which models are we going to see? OLED is obviously not going to be 98-inch, is it? What's the biggest OLED you're going to have?
At the moment, our biggest OLED will be 77-inch.
Okay, that's decent. So what are the other models where you'll be able to purchase a 98-inch TV?
So we'll have a 98-inch in our Crystal UHD range and QLED and two in our QLED range.
Okay. Can we also talk about one of the favourite things I saw at your launch the other night, and it wasn't a TV, it was the music frame. This is it's a square frame. I saw this at CES, and I got to say, I thought it was a digital frame. I didn't know that it was actually a physical frame with physical pictures and images in it. But this is a really, really smart product. So it's a frame, square frame, but also a pretty high quality speaker as well.
Many of your listeners might be aware of our Frame TV.
Yep.
It's a product that we've had in Australia for a number of years now, which allows consumers to have a TV when it's on and an artwork when it's off. And we've seen Australians really embrace that design ethos behind the Frame TV. So now, what better thing to do than extend it to audio? Who, if you've got a beautiful Frame TV on your wall and you're showcasing art, you don't want to have a sound device or a soundbar that takes away from that aesthetic. So now with the music frame, you'll be able to insert your own images simply as you would put a photo into a photo frame, or order acrylic faceplates online and have that design ethos continue from not just your TV but all the way through to your speaker.
I do like how you arrange the music frames as, I think there was a Frame TV and the left and right speakers were the music frames. You can't blend in the background more than that, can you?
Absolutely not. And there's so many different ways that you can use a music frame. So it can be a standalone speaker connecting via Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, or directly to your favourite music app. It can be integrated into the TV and act as a subwoofer and add some bass to your TV, or it can be integrated as a left and right stereo speaker to give you that enhanced TV viewing and sound experience.
I'll come back to lifestyle TVs in a sec, but we should mention while we're talking about audio, the new soundbars as well, the new Q-series soundbar. So how I looked at it is there's your top of the line, the Q990D, so 11.1.4, but there's also the really ultra slim soundbar as well. So you're giving customers choice really, aren't you?
Absolutely. We've got a soundbar for every TV in our lineup. And, we know, and it's been you know, widely discussed for a long time, the audio is such a critical part of the viewing experience.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that for every design, for every budget, that we have a soundbar for the consumer.
What's the attachment rate, Jeremy, with you selling your TVs and soundbars? Is it a good number of customers that are buying the soundbar as well?
Yeah, and I think it's always growing. So, you know, as we see consumers investing more and more time in that streaming experience, so that cinema night at home, that gaming experience, and that they really are valuing the audio component of that experience. And so we're seeing that attachment rate continues to grow. And one of the, you know, the trends we're certainly seeing is that sound devices aren't just on the main TV now. Consumers are looking to put soundbars onto their secondary TVs in the bedroom or otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Just getting back to the TVs and more in particular the lifestyle TVs, the frame, the Serif, they're still available to customers as well?
Absolutely. The frame is available in every screen size you can imagine, really, so 32-inch all the way up to 85-inch. We introduced the matte finish onto the frame TV last year that gives that depth and realistic view to artwork. And with the frame store, you can select from thousands of artworks from around the world, and it's constantly being updated. So you get a great QLED picture viewing when it's in TV mode, and you get the experience of art when it's off.
And how popular is this with customers? I know that that a lot of customers want the TV to blend into the background and not sort of be to stand out from their decor. So are customers more style conscious now with their TV purchases?
Yep, absolutely. We're seeing that a lot. And we're also seeing, you know, a couple of things here. Australians resonate with frame, you know, more than many other countries around the world for Samsung. So we certainly punch above our weight in that space. And one other thing that's really interesting is, you know, we're seeing a trend where consumers will buy one frame and then buy another. So, you know, it's a TV that they get home, fall in love with, and want to add that aesthetic to other parts of their home.
I see that the lineup, you said that it really does address every type of living space, whether and whatever you're interested in, whether it's sport, movies, music, you got something for everyone.
Our aim is to have the perfect TV for everyone and for every space.
Jeremy, been great talking to you again, mate. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Steve. All the best.
Now, we are fans of the brand DJI. Whenever they make an announcement, it's an exciting one. They announced their new gimbals last week, but what I'm more interested in is their announcement around the drone space, and the one I'm talking about, of course, is the new DJI Avata 2. Now, this is their FPV drone. FPV, for those who don't know the acronym, stands for First Person View. So basically, cameras right at the front of the drone. And it's the footage you shoot, it's like you are holding a camera in the cockpit of an airplane. It's that first person view. It's different to the other footage that other DJI drones can capture. This one is a lot lighter, a lot more maneuverable, a lot faster. So you're getting some quite dynamic video that you can create. It's remarkable. Also comes with the new DJI Goggles 3. And the DJI RC Motion 3. Now, the goggles allow you to have that first-person view on your face. And there are rules and laws in Australia to say that you have to have line of sight of the drone. In other words, you have to see it to be able to see the situational awareness have that awareness of what's happening around the drone. If you're just looking at the first-person view, you're only seeing that narrow view from the camera rather than what's happening around the drone. Now, this year's goggles offer a feature that allows you to see not only what the drone is seeing, but also what is happening around it as well. Now, this has always been an issue because you do have to have eyes on when you are using it. So the good thing about the new goggles is that it does mean you have that situational awareness. It's equipped with what they call binocular cameras. So you can, the pilot can see the surrounding environment, and the live feed from the aircraft is superimposed on the screen at the same time. So it's like a picture-in-picture effect. So technically you are having line of sight and having that binocular view, and you're also being able to see exactly what the drone sees. But I think personally, for full safety, I think best thing to do is to use an iPad. What I did with the previous models is linked up an iPad to the controller, and I was able to see the view from the drone on the screen while still being able to look up and see the drone itself. This is a very fast drone, very maneuverable, a lot of things it can do, flips and spins and everything. So it is quite different to your traditional drone. It's like, I compare this to if a regular DJI drone was a sports car, then the Avata 2 is a Formula One car. It's much faster, much more maneuverable. But it is quieter, I understand, too. It does have propeller protectors around it as well. So it's got the blades are protected. So when you are flying this thing in and out of tight spaces, if you do happen to clip something, you're not going to snap the blade, the propellers. It does even have a turtle mode, would you believe? So say you clip something, you land upside down. You activate turtle mode, it'll flip the drone back into a takeoff position so you can immediately resume. That's a pretty cool feature. Now, in terms of the camera, it does have a 1 1/3-inch CMOS super wide-angle 12-megapixel camera. So it's got better dynamic range, so it really improves the situation in terms of low light as well. 155-degree field of view, which is pretty good. That's a big viewing angle. Can shoot 4K at 60 frames a second, and also slow motion at 2.7K, 120 frames per second as well. And if you want to get really technical, it has 10-bit D-Log M color mode, which means that you can improve your video in post-production. So do color grading and all those kinds of things. It offers a few more options. Now, it does have some remarkable stabilization technology, including stabilization algorithms. There's two technologies. DJI Rocksteady takes the shakes out of your images, and also has DJI Horizon Steady, which locks onto the horizon. Even when the drone turns or sways, it does have a lock on the horizon to make sure that everything you're shooting is still pretty steady and shake-free. I told you about the integrated propeller guard, which helps if you do happen to clip something. The other controller is the RC Motion 3. Now, this is you hold it in your hand, and if you move it to the right, then the drone's going to move to the right. If you move to the left, or if you press these different buttons, you also get it can kind of perform some tricks. So you've got the one push flip, so 360 degree front and back flip. You got the one push roll, so 360 degree left and right rolls, and the one push 180 degree drift. So you can actually, this is a high speed lateral drift, so it spins 180 degrees past the object and then pulls away really quickly. So tremendous effect there, completely different to what you're used to seeing with a traditional drone. It really does give you all these different tools and effects and looks. It's remarkable. Better flight time too, minimum flight time of 23 minutes. And it does support PD fast charging, which PD is short for power delivery, so get those batteries charged and back up again. This also has the new two-way charging hub. So how this works, say you've got three batteries, the two-way charging hub can take, if you plug all three batteries in, this two-way charging hub can take all the power from the other batteries and transfer it to the battery with the highest power level at that point. So say you've got three batteries, one's at 60%, two are at 30%. It can take from the two 30% batteries and put it into the 60% to give you back 100%. So it'll take all the energy from the lowest charged batteries, put it into the highest charge battery. So that saves you having to find a power point or have a mobile charger to get you back up and running again. It also has Wi-Fi on board as well. This is important because you can easily transfer the files off the drone, so straight to your phone. If you do a particularly cool shot that you want to share on TikTok or Instagram or wherever, it allows you to transfer that to your phone, easy editing and even easier sharing as well. It's an exciting drone, this one. I haven't actually got it in my hands yet, but I will in the next few days, I'm told. And then I'll chat to you again with a review of what it's like, as well as no doubt shooting some pretty cool video, I hope, to share with you on Tech Guide. But in terms of pricing, the Avata 2 Fly More Combo, that comes with a single battery, though. It's $1,499. That includes the drone itself, the Avata 2. It includes the Google 3 goggles, the RC Motion 3 controller as well. Now, if you go for the Fly More Combo, the second model, second version, that comes with three batteries, that's $1,839. I think this is the one to get. $1,839, you get three batteries, you get the two-way charging hub that I spoke about, you also get a bag and even more stuff. So I think worth spending an extra $350 to get you a lot more stuff. You can even buy the FPV Remote Controller 3 on its own. That's $229. So I think you can only get the goggles with the drone, but the Remote Controller 3, that's the controller, the regular controller, that's $229. So yeah, you get all of that with the Fly More combos, but it is available on its own with for $229. So yeah, Avata 2 is it's the Formula One of DJI drones, I like to call it. They did have the DJI FPV, which I don't think they updated. So this is the technically the third FPV drone that DJI has produced, but the second in the Avata class. The Avata class is slightly smaller, more maneuverable, faster, remarkable. Can't wait to get my hands on it. If you want to take a look at it for yourself, see what it looks like and see all that list of pricing as well and see what else is included, you can check all of that out at techguide.com.au.
Keeping you updated and educated, Tech Guide with Stephen Fenech.
The Tech Guide podcast is proudly supported by Norton. They're the company that can keep you and your family safe online. You are being tracked, profiled and targeted online every day from advertisers and other businesses. Do you know how private you are while you're browsing online? Using incognito mode is only one part of how you can disguise your digital footprint. If you're searching something private or sensitive online, whether it's medical, financial or otherwise, it's important to ensure you aren't being tracked online. You can now stay more private with Norton AntiTrack. Go beyond clearing your browser history and stopping targeted ads with Norton's anti-fingerprint tech and tracking alerts on a dashboard. You can browse anonymously and seamlessly to help you stay more private online. Included with Norton Private Email, you no longer have to share your real email addresses and services you don't want to. It also blocks hidden email trackers. Norton AntiTrack helps you stay more private online and lets you know who is trying to track you. Get Norton AntiTrack today, available from Harvey Norman, JB Hi-Fi, Officeworks, or au.norton.com.
And now, a Tech Guide review with Stephen Fenech.
Kicking off the reviews this week is the Blue Ant Soundblade. Now, Blue Ant's an Aussie company, by the way, doing really well. They've got some great Bluetooth speakers out there. This is, I think, though, probably one of the best products they've produced. The Soundblade, really cool name as well, is basically a soundbar for your computer, and it sits just below your monitor. So this isn't a riser, so you can't put your monitor on it. I know it's not designed for that, but it can rest above your monitor stand and offer amazing 2.1 channel sound. Now, it's actually a decent size unit. It's 58.4 centimeters wide, 21.8 centimeters deep, 5.4 centimeters tall. So if you can tuck it in under a monitor in front of your keyboard, that is the place for it. And it's designed to improve the audio quality, your whole experience. Because let's face it, a monitor and a computer don't always have the best sound. But with this, it's got not only 2.1 channels, that includes a down-firing subwoofer. It is an absolute game changer. What we set it up with in our for our review was we connected it to a Mac Studio, which we've got connected to a 43-inch Samsung M7 monitor. Now, we were getting our sound from the M7 monitor. It was okay, not too bad. Good, not great. Did the job. But I think with the sound blade, it has absolutely changed everything. It is sounds much better, a lot more clarity, a lot more depth to that sound. And with the addition of the downfiring sub, really does give that sound a lot more authority. We love it. So whether you're watching a movie, a TV show, playing a game, just listening to music, it really does improve the whole thing. It does come with its own remote control, so you're able to sit back and take control with the remote. The remote also has access to three different sound modes as well. So whether you're playing a game, there's game mode, music mode, and movie mode. So you can choose the mode that will optimize the sound depending on what you're watching or listening to on your computer. It is compatible with the PC, with a Mac. Also can connect directly to a PlayStation 4 and a PlayStation 5 as well. It does come in five different colors: black, white, green, blue, and pink. I've seen some nice images of these being paired with, those colorful iMacs, the 24-inch iMacs that Apple sells now. It is a nice little desktop combo right there. So yeah, this does really lift the audio game of your PC experience. It does have this a proprietary acoustic design, and as I said, delivers stunning sound. What sounds way better than your computer on its own, that's for sure. It connects to really simple to set up. It needs power. It doesn't just draw power from USB. It does require a power cord, so you power to the PowerPoint. And then it connects with, there's a USB-C port on the back of the sound blade, and there are two cables, either a USB-C to USB-A or USB-C to USB-C, depending on how you want to connect to your computer. And that then comes up as a sound source in your settings. So you can choose then for output, and then you're hearing much better sound. It does have these little rubber legs on the bottom, and one little observation I made was that the legs, there's like legs on the outside and also legs in the middle. The middle legs, I reckon, could be probably spread a bit further, a bit wider, just so that it would fit more neatly across in underneath more monitors. That was a little issue for us, but yeah, not a real deal breaker right there. But I'm very impressed with how much this has improved the sound quality of our computing experience. I watch a lot of stuff on my computer here. I've got a 43-inch monitor, two of them as a matter of fact, and I often watch Netflix, Disney Plus, YouTube, listen to music. I watch them right here at my desk, and with SoundBlade from Blue Ant, it has really improved that entire experience. Now, how much do you reckon this is? I'm surprised it's only $299. You could easily, asking people what this would be worth, they might say $599. It's actually half that, $299, would you believe? The Blue Ant SoundBlade works, as I said, with PC, Macs, PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, comes with a remote control, comes with all the cables you need, including the power cord. Looks really sleek as well. It's got this nice sort of brushed metal look, even though it's not metal. It does have that brushed look on top, and is really unobtrusive. It just sits, tucks in under your monitor, in front of your keyboard, and as long as you can hear it, even when you look at it, it does look nice, but hearing it is the real pleasure. If you want to read our complete review of the Blue Ant SoundBlade, check it out at techguide.com.au. Now, Sennheiser has launched their new Momentum Sport earbuds. Now, Sennheiser, one of the top audio brands out there. Their earphones, their Momentum line is usually pretty top shelf, sound great. I'm a fan of their work. Their latest model, the Momentum Sport earbuds, again, offer great sound and have everything you expect, including a charging case. But this time out, the sport earbuds, the fact they're sport, in the past, other brands have thought, well, if it can handle sweat, let's call it sport, okay? They can all handle sweat. In this instance, the sport is because these earbuds can actually measure your heart rate and body temperature while you're wearing them. And that data can be shared with all the popular fitness apps like Strava, Peloton, Apple Health, and also shared with devices including the Apple Watch and Garmin Watch. So this is another set of metrics, if you like, to collect, and it's collected from your ear. And word is that the inner ear, where these rest, is an ideal harness area for these readings. It apparently is a lot more accurate than wrist skin temperature measurements. So who would have thought that? In-ear readings, more accurate and offer accuracy, in fact, to within 0.3 degrees Celsius. Pretty cool. It has a three-axis accelerometer on board, capacitive touch, and infrared sensors, which you can use all those features to manage your audio playback and your calls. You can answer your calls through this as well. And sport, naturally, they can handle sweat and rain. They've got an IP55 rating, so no limit to what you do and where you can exercise. And of course, on the audio side, 10 millimeter transducer, amazing sound, really good bass. And it does also have, it reduces what they call the occlusion effect. Now, there's an acoustic relief channel in the earphones, in the buds. The reason this is there is so you don't hear or feel your footsteps in your head or your breathing. So, you know, if you block your ears and stamp your feet, you'll know what I'm talking about. Because it has this acoustic relief channel, it does some great sound reduction and sound cancelling, but you're not hearing your footsteps or chewing or anything else through your head. It does also, of course, have transparency mode, anti-wind noise mode, and adaptive noise cancelling mode as well. So, it's got all your bases covered there in terms of what you want to do with your audio, whether you want to hear the outside world or not. It also has the charging case has three full recharges on board. So on their own, they'll play for up to 6 hours. The charging case can hold 18 hours of charge. And if you ever pick them up and think, damn it, I didn't charge it, a quick 10-minute charge can give you 45 minutes of playback. So I reckon if you've gotten up and you think, oh, I don't want to go for a run or go to the gym, plug them in for 10, 45-minute walk, run, whatever you need to do, that'll get you through. The Sennheiser Momentum Sport earbuds look pretty cool too. There's available, a couple of colors are available in as well. And they are priced at $529.95. These are top shelf. Three colors, as a matter of fact. Polar black, burned olive, and metallic graphite. I love it when they create color names like that. Awesome. I'm going to say it again. Polar black, burned olive, metallic graphite. Love it. I'll take metallic graphite, please. They look pretty cool. I'm waiting for a review set of these earphones, and you'll be hearing back from me about that. If you want to take a closer look at the Sennheiser Momentum Sport earbuds, you can check it out at techguide.com.au. Now, Dyson, a company we know very well, huge attention to engineering and solving problems and making things work better and more efficiently. I love how they're always working at ways of making things better, making the experience better. And they've done that again with this new software update called Clean Trace. Now, basically it lives up to its name there. As its name describes, it lets you see how well you're vacuuming. Now, this is a feature that requires your smartphone. And it not only requires your smartphone, it also requires you to attach your smartphone to the Dyson vacuum wand. This is only available on iPhone at the moment through the Dyson app. So if you were to purchase a little clamp to attach to your Gen 5 Detect, that's all it will work with. What it will do, it will visualize your cleaning path. So it uses your phone's smartphone camera, so the camera on board, uses LiDAR and augmented reality to show you exactly where you've cleaned. So what it does, right, it recognizes the shape of the vacuum cleaner's head and the tone of the motor when it's turned on. And as you're vacuuming, you'll see a big purple line where you've already vacuumed. Now, this works, as I said, with a Gen 5 detect, which has the particle detectors. So if it's not detecting any particles, means that area is clean. But as we often do, sometimes we miss spots, and other times we go over the same spot several times. So we repeat that spot. With CleanTrace, it can help you prevent that. And a few benefits here: it saves your time, also saves your battery. If you go on boost mode, you've only got about 10 or 12 minutes to get your cleaning done, and you don't want to be wasting time going over the same spot. So if you can increase your efficiency, you can get everything done in one go with thanks to the CleanTrace. And as I said, there's a picture of it on Tech Guide. You've got to attach a little bracket. So it's like a mount for your phone on your Gen 5 Detect vacuum. So it's a bit of work, and you've got to have a phone, the bracket, everything there. But it will tell you where you've cleaned and where you haven't cleaned as well. Dyson, keep it up. CleanTrace, check it out on Tech Guide. There's some pictures of how it works and how it looks with your phone on your vacuum. You're never going to miss a call either. If you get a call halfway through it, you're going to have to stop your cleaning and answer the call, or you could ignore it and keep cleaning. It's up to you, I suppose. The Dyson CleanTrace, check it out. The story is at techguide.com.au.
You're listening to Tech Guide with Stephen Fenech.
The Tech Guide podcast is proudly supported by Netgear. They're Australia's number one Wi-Fi brand. If your home demands superior Wi-Fi, treat it with a masterpiece in connectivity. Bring your Wi-Fi up to speed with Orbi Wi-Fi 6E from Netgear. Orbi Wi-Fi 6E is the first and only Wi-Fi 6 quad band whole home mesh system, opening an exclusive all-new 6 gigahertz superhighway that's fine-tuned to deliver unprecedented Wi-Fi speeds and smoother streaming simultaneously across the smart homes of today and tomorrow. It's Wi-Fi perfectly engineered. Wi-Fi 6E, the fastest Wi-Fi ever. Find out more at netgear.com.au/best Wi-Fi.
All your tech questions answered. This is the Tech Guide Help Desk.
The Tech Guide Help Desk is brought to you each and every week by our good friends at Belkin. Give them a try, belkin.com/AU. And whether it's audio products, cables, screen protectors, adapters, chargers, you name it, they've got it. Check them out. The whole thing is at belkin.com/AU. I thought I'd just chat to you real quick about phone plans, and in particular, 365-day phone plans. I love the idea of not having to worry about something for a year. Isn't that great? There's a lot of my readers have been contacting me about this. And yes, there are prepaid 365-day products. So you pay once, 12 months later, you pay again. Now, I'm using Boost Mobile as the example. They were one of the first companies to introduce this, as was Kogan Mobile. Now, Boost Mobile uses the Telstra network. Kogan Mobile uses the Vodafone network. But they do have 12-month expiry SIM cards. And there's also, of course, data included. So there is a limit to the data. So in the Boost Mobile plans, for example, start with 12 months, 170 gig of data. And for that, you're going to pay $230, and that's you covered for 12 months. So if you know someone who with 170 gig, that's more than 10 gig a month you can use. And I'm pretty sure the what you don't use rolls over to the next month. So you've got 170 gig in total for 12 months. Now, there's also a 260 gig plan and a 365 gig plan if you want even more data and just want to make sure that you have it for the full 12 months. But I think it's a great idea for people to look at ways. We're looking at ways to save money, looking at ways to be creative, a bit more efficiency. This is one thing you can do: 12-month contract, prepaid, and then you'll get a notification, your plan's about to run out, let's refresh. I did that for my parents. They're with Kogan Mobile. Similar deal. They got their plans that offers around about the same around about the same data as Boost Mobile, around about the same price. I think Kogo Mobile is slightly cheaper. I think they're on the Vodafone network, as I mentioned. So it is something to think about. Rather than having the hassle of having to recharge your SIM every month, how about recharging it just once a year? And that there is our show for this week. If you need to find out about anything we've spoken about on the show, you can check it out at techguide.com.au. And we love to hear from you as well. Get in touch with email info@techguide.com.au or hit the Ask Stephen icon on the right-hand side. That will also generate an email for me as well. We want to give a special thanks to our great sponsors, Netgear, the brand you can trust for all your Wi-Fi needs, and also Norton, the company that can keep you, your family, and your data safe online. Please support the magnificent sponsors who support the Tech Guide podcast. Thank you once again for listening. We'll be back with another show next week. So until then, stay safe and stay connected.